praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How many has got your Bible? Mm-hmm. I want you to hold it up and say, "This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I can do what it says I can do.
I can do what it says I can do.
I will not do what it says I shouldn't do.
I will not do what it says I shouldn't do.
Father in heaven,
Father in heaven,
give me ears to hear,
give me ears to hear,
and a heart to receive,
and
a spirit to obey,
that
my life may be changed, not by what the preacher thinks,
not by what the preacher thinks,
but what's in your word,
but what's in your word.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
You know, sometimes as Christians, our batteries get dead just like that light.
It's true.
Today, I want to preach on a message that the Lord has given me this week on a desperate prayer. And we're just people. We have a sinful nature. And when everything's going good, a lot of us pray less. But when the going really gets bad, people seek God.
Amen.
I've said this before. Right after 9/11 happened, the churches were full all over our United States of America. The next Sunday, there was a few less. The next Sunday and the next Sunday. And then we are creatures of habit, too. We forget too quick what God is able to do. And some people, we have a little lay me down to sleep prayer. We don't really have prayer time. Now, prayer time, you can pray anywhere. You don't have to come to church to pray. But I noticed the other day, I saw old Bill Berryfield walking with his old man hat on around the mountain. And I thought, you know, that's a good time to pray. Sometimes we need to get away from everybody for just a little while and talk to God.
Amen.
Prayer is the most important thing that we got.
That's right.
After love. And it's so important. Today we're going to be talking about a man that run from God. God told him to go east and he went west. He went as opposite a direction as God told him to go. Sometimes we know to do something right, but we head the opposite direction.
Amen.
And sometimes when we go the opposite way that God has made clear for us to go, we find ourselves in a big mess.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to be talking about Jonah and the whale, and we're going to be talking about something that really happened. Now, as I've studied the book of Jonah, I found out that many liberal theologians say that the book of Jonah is just a story, it's fiction. But we find out that if Jesus talks about it, it's not fiction.
Amen.
And before we get into the message today, I want to read to you what Jesus said about Jonah. If you have your Bibles, we can go to the 12th chapter of Matthew and read a few scriptures about what Jesus said about this book of Jonah. The liberal theologian says it's not possible for a man to live inside of a fish. Well, I say that if God allows something to happen, that he can keep you alive no matter where you're at.
Amen.
Amen.
And so that's where your doubts about the Word of God. People are trying to change. They say this Bible is old-fashioned. It's outdated. But the Bible says that the Word of God will never change. That it will stay the same. And so we change as people. And we're seeing one of the biggest changes in our country through our younger generation. Now, you know, I'm 75, so when I speak to someone in their 20s, I expect them not to understand me, and I don't understand them.
Amen.
People change. But I do know that this Bible does not change. And if the Word of God changed, then I wouldn't know what to do. I wouldn't know which end is up.
That's right.
But Jesus said in Matthew about this book of Jonah, he said, certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. Right there, I just want to say that sometimes you just have to step out on faith. If you've got to have a sign from God, you're probably not ever going to experience the beauty of walking with the Lord by faith. And faith makes impossible things possible.
Amen.
And so I've learned at my age that God don't have to give me a sign if he wants me to do something. If you pray, and you pray with a fervent prayer, and you get your heart right with God, then he will direct your path. You don't need a sign. You just walk not by sight, but by faith.
Amen.
I don't have to have all of the answers. I know the one that's got the answers. And that's good enough for me. If he puts it in my heart to come to church here at Indian Meadows, that's what I'm going to do. I don't need to come to church just because I want something. And you don't either. I believe that you are here because you wanted to be here today. And I believe it's a divine appointment that all of us are here today.
Amen.
And like I said, it's sort of bittersweet for me, this being the last service. But I know that God is directing all of our footsteps. And I know that if we'll seek his face and stay in prayer, that it'll be springtime before you know it, and it'll be time to open these doors up again.
Amen.
And that's good enough for me. That's good enough for me. I don't have to have everything I want all the time. I don't have to have it right now. I'm willing to be patient and wait, and whatever God gives me or gives me to do, I'm content with that. And God wants you to be content.
Amen.
And so the scribes and Pharisees were very religious people. I don't like to be around religious people. Religious people are always finding fault with you. You ought to be doing this. You ought not to be doing that. And the judgmental. Religious people are judgmental. And you know, I don't care about religion. I just want a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's what's important to me.
Amen.
And learn to love people as I love the Lord.
Amen.
And that's a commandment from Jesus. Now, here's what Jesus said. But he answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign. And there shall be no sign be given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth.
Amen.
A lot of people don't understand that. But Jesus was making it plain that he was not laying in that grave 3 days and 3 nights after he was crucified. He was taking care of business.
Amen.
You know what? We need to be taking care of business, all of us.
Amen.
All of us are not called to be preachers, teachers, singers. But we're all called to let the kingdom of God that's within us show to other people.
Amen.
These people wanted a sign, but Jesus went back and referred to this book. What I'm trying to say is, I'm amazed at the people that says this is just a story that happened. This really happened. And after it happened, one of the greatest revivals and repentance that's ever recorded happened. Bigger than the Billy Graham Crusades or anything. The whole city of Nineveh, hundreds of thousands of people, they all, the Bible says, the king and everybody else repented and fasted. You know what the king did? He said, we're going to fast, and the animals are going to fast with us. Everything that's breathing that's in this city, and it would take, I think, 3 days to walk from one edge of the city to the other.
Amen.
He said, nobody eats or drinks, not even the animals. One of the greatest repentance that ever was recorded. But why did it happen? It almost didn't happen. Because Jonah was called to go and tell them that God was going to destroy them if they didn't repent. Sometimes we hear the truth and we know what we should do, but we run from God. I run from God, and I imagine everybody in here has run from God from time to time. Brother Ronnie Gullett helped us build this. He would tell me, preacher, I know I need to get right with God. And I said, Brother Ronnie, right now is the best time. He says, I just can't bring myself to it. I know what I should do. And for 9 years, every time I seen him on this mountain, he would tell me, I know that I need to get right with God. You know what? I didn't give up on him. I kept praying with him and for him and loving him. Loving him. You can win people with love. You can't win people with judgmental criticism and finding fault.
Amen.
You know what? The Word of God, everybody in here I know has heard the Word of God. And we know what's right and wrong. And you don't need me up here hollering and spitting and telling you that you're wrong when you know you're wrong. But I can love you and I can give you the Word of God, and it's the Word of God that changes people.
That's right.
Not the preacher. Some preachers think they can change and they can whip the congregation into submission. You can't do it. Jonah run from God. He wound up in a boat, and then the boat, God allowed the storm to come up. Jonah thought he was getting away from God. Sometimes we think we can get away from God. We really do. But his eyes on the sparrow, and I know he watches us. We don't get away with nothing. And Jonah found out that he was the cause of all of these men on that little boat was going to drown because he had disobeyed God. You know what? He come to his senses. And that's what I pray for all of us. That if you're running from God, if you're going down the wrong direction, I pray in the name of Jesus that you can come to your senses just like Jonah did. He said, I'm the one. It's my fault. Throw me overboard. As soon as they threw him overboard, then the storm stopped. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we can have a person around us that causes a storm in our life.
Amen. Amen.
But God caused a fish to come and swallow Jonah. Now I'm going to tell you something. I love to fish. But I don't want to catch nothing that can swallow me. I really don't. But Jonah found himself in a place that only God could get him out of. Amen. And brothers and sisters, listen to me. If you're running from God, you're going in the wrong direction. Sure as I'm standing here, God loves you. And you know what? You're going to find yourself in a place that only God can get you out of.
Amen.
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 And I say that with love because Jonah did come to his senses. And God prepared a fish to save his life. And he's down, and it must have smelled the high heavens. It was pitch dark. And he found himself in a prayer, a desperate prayer. Because he knew that fish had went down, no telling how deep, down through the mountains underwater. And the fish was eating other things. He found himself in a place with weeds wrapped around his head. I tell you what, if you ever get in a bad place like that, you need a desperate prayer. And so let's read in chapter 2 of Jonah. Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me out of the belly of hell, cried I. Thou heard my voice. You know, that's a beautiful thing to know, that when you do the wrong thing, you get into trouble, that you can call upon the Lord and he'll hear your voice. You can be assured that when you call out to the Lord, he will not turn you away.
Amen.
For thou hast cast me into the deep, into the midst of the seas. The floods can't encompass me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight. Yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. You see, Jonah had hope that if he would call out to the Lord, that the Lord would hear him, that he would hear his cry and come to his rescue. I want you to know today that no matter what you've done or what you're doing, if you'll cry out to the Lord, you can be assured that his love for you and his mercy for you, that he will come to your rescue. He will come to your rescue. He will never turn his back on someone that comes to him.
Amen.
He said, the waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped around my head. I went down to the bottom of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord, my God. You see, he recognized that God was the only one that could help him. And he didn't say, the Lord. He said, my Lord and my God.
Amen.
You know, just that split second, God can turn your life around like he did Jonah. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee into thy holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And that desperation of prayer, the 10th verse said, and the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. And we learn from this that Jonah went and done what God told him to in the first place, and that the whole city repented. Everyone.
Amen.
Everyone repented. And you know, God's got something for all of us to do. I don't want to miss God. God don't want you and me to miss him, because he's got something specifically for you that only you can bring it to pass.
Amen.
And that's why you can run hard. You can run fast. You can think that you can get away. But if you'll just stop quick, the Lord will bump into you because he's chasing you. He's chasing you. Like the good shepherd, when the little one gets out there and goes through the briars and gets hung and caught in the rocks, shepherd goes after them. I want you to know today that God's coming after each and every one of us.
Amen.
And the best thing we can do, if we want to experience the great move of God around you, is to obey God, quit running, and surrender your life, surrender everything about you. People say, you got that nice car, you got lots of money. Well, you know what? I've got everything I need. And you've got everything you need. But have you surrendered everything you have to God?
Amen.
Are you running from God when God wants to use you in a mighty way like he wanted to use Jonah?
Amen.
Are you running today? Is things going bad for you? Are the weeds starting to wrap around you? Is just the smell around you no good? Things not working out right? Then could it be that God is saying to you today, I love you, but you're going in the wrong direction. You're going in the wrong direction, and if you'll come back, then you're going to see some great things in your life. It's hard to make that step. I remember many a time I'd hear the invitation and I'd grab a hold of the pew to keep from running up and giving my heart to God. But one day I couldn't hold on no longer. One day I heard God speak to me in a horse pasture. That little old pasture between Dallas, Texas and Shreveport, Louisiana. I flew back there a few years ago. I found the very place. Got on my knees and I kissed the ground, because that's when Jesus changed my life. The old devil had to spit me out of his mouth and I was surrendered to God. I'm going to give the invitation like I've done for 13 years. Preach to Sunday without giving the invitation. Maybe this will be the time that you'll get up out of your seat and surrender to the Lord. Those of you that are watching on this live stream, come back to Jesus. Come back to Jesus. Is your life a mess? Are you desperate? You feel like it? Things can't work out for you? Are you in the whale's belly? If you come today, the Lord will rescue you. Yes, he will. If you'll come right now, the invitation's open for you. Last week, I stood behind Billy Graham's traveling pulpit, read out of his Bible. The guide said, go up there. And I just felt the power of God. The man's spirit and soul is in heaven. He's not dead. He just changed addresses.
Amen.
He'll be coming back with the Lord, and those graves will open up at the Billy Graham Museum. George Beverly Shea and Ruth Graham and Billy. Woo! In a moment, they're going to be changed. I thought, what a great man. And then God reminded me, Billy was just a messenger, like Jonah, like I've tried to be here and in the nursing home.
Amen.
It's not the messenger, it's the message that what changes life. I'm gonna wait just a minute. You are the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me.
This is my daily bread.
Won't you come? Won't you come?
This is my daily bread.
I can leave the mountain, know that I've done my best to get God's word. And if the word is not going to return void, the word's in you. The word's in you. Let God use you. Let God give you a little rock like he did David. Go slay that giant in your life. Let the power of the Holy Ghost rule over the powers of darkness. I'm desperate for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for each and every one of you.
Without you.
I'm lost without you. Thank you, Lord. Would you stand? Thank you for being my friends this summer. And don't forget Friday night movie over here. Saturday at 1 o'clock. The Women's Appreciation Dinner. And then we have church at the amphitheater next Sunday morning. That'd be kind of nice, I think. Maybe I can get chair and sing a little louder. All right, it's all minds clear. You got anything on your mind? I see the Spirit of the Lord on you, Rizzi.
Amen.
Let him bless you. Let him bless you. Amen. Let God cleanse you. Let, man. All right. My beloved wife, we play this one more time this season. Amen.
All right. It's right there.
Oh, you had it right there. I'm sorry.
Okay. No perfection in this world, sorry.
No.
Only Jesus.
You have to go to a mega church to find a perfect preacher.